Past research suggested drinking alcohol in moderate amounts could be good for the heart. But a growing number of public health experts now advise people to limit alcohol intake as much as possible to improve health. One of those experts is Dr. Timothy Namy. He is with the Canadian Institute for Substance Use Research at the University of Victoria in British Columbia. Namy told the Associated Press, "Drinking less is a great way to be healthier." Earlier this month, U.S. Surgeon General Dr. Vivek Murthy called for changing his agency's existing health warning on alcoholic drinks to include cancer risks. Such a change would require approval from Congress. The Surgeon General's proposed change is linked to research suggesting that drinking alcohol raises the risk of several types of cancer, including colon, liver, breast, mouth, and throat. Alcohol breaks down in the body into a substance called acetaldehyde. This chemical can damage cells and stop them from repairing themselves. The process can create conditions for cancer to grow. Namy said estimates show thousands of U.S. deaths could be prevented each year if people followed government dietary guidelines on drinking alcohol. The guidelines advise men to limit themselves to 2 drinks or fewer per day, and women to 1 drink or fewer per day. An example of 1 drink would be equal to 1 12-ounce can of beer, a 5-ounce glass of wine, or 1 serving of liquor. U.S. Surgeon General Murthy noted there are about 100,000 alcohol-related cancer cases in the United States each year, and about 20,000 alcohol-related cancer deaths are reported yearly. As you consider whether or how much to drink, keep in mind that less is better when it comes to cancer risk, Murthy wrote on the social media service X. Medical experts say the idea that moderate drinking can cause health improvements or benefits came from imperfect studies. The research compared groups of people based on how much they drank, with amounts usually measured at only 1 point in time. Since some earlier studies did not follow rules about what groups were measured, researchers say they did not effectively prove cause and effect. Namy said people who report drinking moderately generally have higher levels of education, higher earnings, and better resources for health care. He explained that when those elements are considered, the benefits tend to disappear. Another problem, Namy noted, was that most studies did not include younger people. Almost half of people who die from alcohol-related causes do so before the age of 50. Namy said the studied groups did not effectively represent all drinkers. This likely created an appearance of a benefit for moderate drinkers that is not real, he added. Health guidelines related to alcohol intake have wide differences from country to country. But the overall message today is that drinking less is better for health. Britain, France, Denmark, Holland, and Australia recently examined new evidence and lowered their guidelines for safe amounts of alcohol. Ireland plans to begin requiring cancer warnings on alcohol containers starting in 2026. Karina Ferreira Borges is an advisor on alcohol for the World Health Organization in Europe. She said scientists had changed their minds from earlier research. This is because more recent studies suggest drinking alcohol is linked to over 200 health conditions, including cancers, cardiovascular diseases, and injuries. Namie said, "The simple message that's best supported by the evidence is that if you drink, less is better when it comes to health." I'm Andrew Smith.